Well, good morning, kids. A few of you got it. So, we are here. We got rally day where CWS is going to start up, right? How many of you expect you're going to be there? All kinds of you. That's great. Awesome. And we happen to have in the reading a story about a boy. We don't know how old he was, but his father's taking care of him, right? Are any of you listening, what was up with the boy? You're listening to the reading? Do you know what was going on there? He's possessed by a demon. And it would throw him down and he would basically have seizures. And it would try to kill him. Throw him into fire, into water. And so his father was trying to bring him to Jesus so that he could be freed from this. Now, how did you guys get here this morning? A car? Were you driving the car? Were you driving the truck? yeah, sure. Did you get here on your own? No? Who got you here? Your parents, right? They're doing their job, just like the father was in the story. Okay, how are you going to get to CWS if you're coming on Wednesday? The same way, right? Someone's going to bring you, parents, whoever's taking care of you. So they're doing their job because they know from their own experience that we all have this. We all have our own unclean spirit within us. We all have our own sin. And it wishes to kill us. As it talks, like, our tongue is one way that it tries to kill us. Now, our tongue spews all kinds of evil. It gets us to sin so that we die. And your parents bring you here to church. They brought you here to the baptismal font. Why? What happens at the baptismal font? You're baptized, and that means you're saved from that sin. That spirit, you're no longer held by the guilt of that spirit. And over the course of your life, it's gradually driven out until in eternal life, it is gone completely. So, was anyone listening? What did the father say about? He said, "I believe. Lord, help my unbelief." He knew enough to say, "Jesus, you can help me," right? But he wasn't completely sure of it. He was pretty sure. He didn't know everything about how Jesus was going to do this. I mean, that baby is much of what he was confused about. So to come to CWS and you learn the faith, you come to Sunday morning and you learn the faith, you learn how Jesus will save you. You learn that he does save you. And you come to have that spirit driven out through prayer here. And what comes at the end of most of our prayers? We have in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Or in the name of Jesus, right? We know that we can pray in his name and call upon him to drive that spirit out of us. So continue to come, listen to your parents. They are doing a good service for you. Come and learn that that spirit is driven out, that Jesus has died for your sin, and that you have been purified in baptism. You pray with me? Lord, Heavenly Father, you have given us our parents to pass your faith on to us, to be a source of your word. Grant that all children may learn from their parents your word, and that they may be brought from having an unclean spirit to your clean spirit, the Holy Spirit, that we may all reach salvation. In Jesus' name, all God's children say, Amen.